clock is ticking faster than we thought. If we want to avoid the worst impacts of climate change, scientists say we have to make some serious changes. The world needs to slash global carbon emissions nearly in half by 2030. Just 11 years to make those dramatic changes sounds awfully soon. But the deadline is actually even sooner. All this week, we'll be tackling some key environmental questions leading up to next week's UN Climate Summit. To kick off our special coverage today, the world's environment correspondent, Carolyn Beeler, explains why we have to act faster than we might think.
Good morning, everybody.
Last October, nine scientists sat down at a table armed with a PowerPoint presentation.
Welcome to this press conference of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change to present the special report on global warming of 1.5 degrees.
The presentation was pretty dry, but the content would end up making a big splash. The scientists laid out how much better off the world will be if we can limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius instead of a long-time international target of 2 degrees Celsius.
Every bit of extra warming makes a difference.
This is climate scientist Hans Otto Portner, one of the panelists that spoke that day.
The proportion of the world population exposed to climate-induced water shortages would be up to 50% less.
1.5 degrees Celsius or 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit would mean hundreds of millions fewer people would face extreme heat waves.
Up to 10 million fewer people exposed to the risk of rising seas.
Some of the world's coral reefs would survive. Crops would do better, too. The scientists also found that limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees is actually still possible. But the world would have to cut carbon emissions roughly in half by 2030 to do it.
If we don't achieve that target, it gets really hard.
This is Penn State University atmospheric scientist Michael Mann.
If we don't get to that first critical reduction by 2030, it becomes very difficult to see a way that we can limit warming below that dangerous 1.5 degrees Celsius.
After that UN report was released last year, the world had a deadline. And we started to hear politicians and activists talking about it.
We have no more than 12 years to take incredibly bold action on this crisis.
The world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change.
We are less than 12 years away from not being able to undo our mistakes.
That was 2020 presidential hopeful Beto O'Rourke, New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and 16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg. Now, if 2030, which is just 11 years away now, is the deadline that nature has set, we humans have set another one. And it's even sooner, 2020, specifically a UN meeting in December of 2020, just 15 months away.
2020 is an important year on the path toward global decarbonization.
This is former UN official Christiana Figueres. She presided over the negotiations to reach a global climate pact in Paris in 2015. Countries made promises then about how much carbon they would cut. But those pledges don't get us anywhere near that 1.5 degree goal. And next year is when leaders are asked to make their next round of pledges.
So 2020 is the first time since the Paris Agreement that countries will come together to assess how much they've been able to do and how much more they can do.
In 2020, most countries are expected to submit more ambitious carbon-cutting goals for 2030, or say they're just sticking with the ones they've already got. That's gotten everyone from Prince Charles to the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, to name 2020 as a make-or-break year for climate policy.
If we do not change course by 2020, we risk missing the point where we can avoid runaway climate change with disastrous consequences for people and all the natural systems that sustain us.
Guterres is hosting a special climate summit next week in New York. He's aiming to get leaders to commit to ambitious new carbon-cutting goals even before that key 2020 meeting. Of course, here in the U.S., there is another reason why 2020 is a big deal for climate policy. You might have heard something about it, the U.S. presidential election. Even abroad, climate experts are paying attention, like scientist Nicolas Hoene at the Wageningen University in the Netherlands.
We are definitely looking at the election very closely.
President Trump announced 2 years ago he plans to withdraw the U.S. from the Paris Agreement. But a different administration could get the U.S. back in and take a leadership role in future climate talks.
And that's why I think all the international observers are looking very intensively into the U.S. elections, because that will determine to a large part what will happen in the U.S. and therefore also determine the appetite of other countries to do more or less.
If the wealthy and powerful United States won't cut its emissions by that important 2030 deadline, other countries will have an easier excuse for why they shouldn't have to either. For The World, I'm Carolyn Buehler.
Carolyn will be reporting all this week on climate change as the UN General Assembly opens and tackles the issue. In addition to the usual gathering of world leaders in New York, a teenager whom Carolyn just mentioned will also be there, Greta Thunberg. The Swedish 16-year-old started an international campaign of Friday protests, where students walk out of school each week to demand that adults do something about climate change. Thunberg has been spending her Fridays for more than a year outside of the Swedish Parliament. Today, Amnesty International presented her with its Ambassador of Conscience Award.
Activism works. So what I'm telling you to do now is to act. Because no one is too small to make a difference.
More than a million young people from more than 100 nations have taken part in recent school strikes for climate action.